Last month, the first transfer of 40 Yellowstone National Park bison to 16 tribes across the nation occurred. Known as the Quarantine Program, it took a lot of negotiations between stakeholders for the program to move forward. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska explains why it's so hard to simply move bison outside of Yellowstone.
Bison used to roam the West in millions, but by the early 1900s, only a couple dozen were left inside Yellowstone. That's because the animal was overhunted by Western settlers. Yellowstone Bison Coordinator Chris Jeremiah says decades were spent to recover the population.
And as the population grew through the 20th century, they relearned migration routes that were lost.
During late winter, when the snow piles up, bison follow two large rivers to lower elevation areas in Montana, where several ranches are located, which is a problem. That's because 50% of the general bison population is infected with brucellosis. The Montana State vet, Martin Zulaski, says brucellosis causes cattle, elk, and bison to not be able to give birth. And the disease can be passed within the herd and between species.
When elk and cattle, or when bison and cattle share the same landscape during the kind of late pregnancy season, there's a potential for an infected animal, typically an elk, but potentially a bison, to abort and then contaminate that ground on which a cow may feed.
If cattle are infected with brucellosis, Jay Bodner with the Montana Stock Growers Association says it could be an economic disaster for the state. That's because people can get the disease by coming in contact with it, which means it can't be sold.
If those borders were to be shut off and nobody was to purchase those calves, people would have just went out of business because there would have been nowhere for that livestock to go. It would have been very restrictive. We would have got extremely low prices for the calves or the animals that were purchased.
That's why Montana sued Yellowstone National Park back in the 1990s to stop bison from migrating out of the park with the chance of transmitting brucellosis to their cattle. But it's worth noting that there have been documented cases of wild elk infecting cattle with the disease, while there has been no documented cases of wild bison infecting cattle. Still, an eventual compromise was reached with the creation of the Interagency Bison Management Plan, which includes state, federal, and tribal agencies. Yellowstone Bison Coordinator Chris Jeremiah says the goal is to maintain a wild, free-ranging bison population of around 3,000 in the park and to reduce the risk of any possible brucellosis transmission from bison to cattle.
And that was largely done by rounding up animals as they tried to exit the park and sending them to slaughter.
Jeremiah says for many years, bison stakeholders had been asking for the park to find an alternative to sending animals to slaughter. A major barrier to finding one is that due to trade restrictions, a brucellosis-infected animal cannot be transported across state and federal boundaries.
Because of this disease, we needed to find a way to first certify them as brucellosis-free. And that is the purpose of the quarantine program. And then if you can certify them as brucellosis-free, they can be transferred to new areas, to new homes.
The quarantine program was approved by all the parties involved, but as with anything, there were some hiccups. In March of 2018, some bison in the program were illegally released. They were eventually recaptured, but it led to restarting their quarantine. And then, in September of the same year, the former superintendent of Yellowstone was pushed out from his position, some say because of his support of the quarantine program. For Jeremiah, it's all about the different stakeholders working together towards the same ultimate goal, bison conservation.
It takes, you know, building and continuing this relationship with the Fort Peck tribes, who have really been the tribes to work with us, you know, from day one.
The Fort Peck tribes were vital in making the quarantine program happen by finding homes for these bison, mostly to other tribes, like the 16 tribes that just received bison from the first successful quarantine.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska with that report.